You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by the head of research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Chantal, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Quite the day today, quite the sell-off on commodities. Many might be absolutely terrified about seeing what today looked like if you had a look at the charts, but contextually, this is just a regular pullback.
Yes. So what gold and platinum giveth, gold and platinum taketh away from time to time. And what we are seeing looks like a healthy technical correction. So we had a massive rally in gold and platinum prices over the last few weeks. And technically, these commodities were starting to look very, very toppish. And it does look as if there was some profit taking, particularly as risk kind of dissipated in the system as it relates to China-US trade negotiations. So kind of the timing there lining up for this correction. It looks like a healthy market correction at this point in time. I don't know if this is a longer term reversal. We never know if it's a longer term reversal. But for now, I think the narrative is that healthy pullback, it had to happen at some point.
Chantal, how do we then distinguish between a pullback and a correction? Because markets have not been responding in the natural sense. And that has a lot to do with the geopolitical developments that we've been seeing. It has a lot to do with announcements out of Washington and the White House, responses from Beijing, responses from Europe. How do we now start to distill the information that is out there and look at it in the context of how the market is responding?
So there lies your answer. The information is very choppy. The information is very volatile and chaotic. And that does still offer support for safe haven assets. So my sense of it would be that you'll continue to see buying support as an insurance policy and as a safe haven asset for the likes of gold. But because it has run this hard, you are going to see probably some volatility coming through, and you'll see these kinds of pullbacks from time to time. That said, I also think that there's a fair amount of speculation that's entered the fray, and that's probably amplifying the types of moves that we're seeing. So instead of a 2 or 3% pullback, we're suddenly seeing 5, 6% pullbacks or even correction territory, which is by definition about 10%, a 10% pullback. And remember as well, if we see downward pressure on the gold price of, let's say, 2%, 2.5%, it's going to be absolutely amplified in the gold miners because these are geared plays on the gold price. So that's why you're seeing these proportionally larger movements in gold miners and PGM miners relative to the underlying commodities price.
Chantal, has the underlying or has the market sentiment shifted away from what was driving markets? I mean, we are seeing calmer conversations around risk. We're seeing a bit of a calmer take on what could be potentially unfolding. But is it enough to say that, okay, markets are changing their view, or is it still very soon to tell? I mean, it has only been effectively 1 or 2 days of pullback.
Yeah, I think it's way too soon to tell. I think caution is warranted, but caution has been warranted for some weeks now. We've seen the rally in gold. We've seen the rally in PGMs. We've seen the rally in AI-related stocks. And there were concerns around valuation. There were concerns about these trades being technically overbought. So I think that at this point in time, it's too early to say whether or not this is a turning point and if you're going to see ultimately longer term pressure on values, or if this is just a healthy correction. I would say, though, I mean, if I look at the AI trade, very stretched, particularly in unprofitable technology stocks, but not that stretched from a valuation perspective in the large caps. Gold was looking very stretched relative to all-in sustaining costs, so mining costs of gold. And then when we look at something like PGMs, I think it's just kind of being sold off in kind because PGMs really is an industrial story. There's a long-term kind of supply deficit in PGMs. And if unless economic activity is taking a hit, PGMs shouldn't be taking a hit. So there's a bit of a disconnect in terms of how these things are trading and why they are trading and what they are being or what they are correlating with, because you really shouldn't see platinum, gold, and AI trading together.
Perhaps that speaks more to the underlying factors that are driving those trading decisions and the uncertainty and just how serious that uncertainty is. Chantal, let's take a look at the Rand, because that is also trading in the similar fashion. We're almost seeing that if markets are risk on, everything is risk on. And then when they're all risk off, everything is risk off. You're seeing that in the Rand. I'm still 17 Rand 40 or so at the moment, but yesterday we were at 17 Rand 20.
Yes, so the Rand definitely the weakest of the major currencies today. We do tend to see kind of a bigger sell-off in the Rand relative to other emerging market currencies because the Rand is so liquid. So if we look at other currencies today, really it does look like a dollar strength story, perhaps some belief returning to the dollar trade. Perhaps that debasement trade, move away from the dollar story, losing some steam, particularly now that it seems as if things are calming down between the US and China. But I mean, the euro is also weaker today. That's kind of the proxy for dollar weakness. And if we look kind of across the board, Aussie dollar also weaker, commodity facing currency, the South African rand relatively more weak, but for that reason it just is a proxy for emerging markets, and it tends to be a little bit more volatile.
Chantal, what about the rest of the markets? I mean, international equity markets still having a positive day by and large, almost all of the international indices finishing in the green. South Africa's market, obviously we've spoken about the exposure towards resources and that concentration having that impact on the market is at this stage, but there still seems to be a general sense of optimism. We've got the likes of Netflix giving us an update from an earnings perspective. We've got the likes of Tesla set to report this week as well. It is still very much a pro-equity market, for lack of a better term here.
Yes, so equity is still well supported because we haven't seen any kind of global growth or major global growth meltdown apart from the kind of slowdown that we expected post the Liberation Day tariff announcement. So back then, a lot of like expectations were kind of pared back, both for earnings as well as for general economic growth. And we haven't really seen a deterioration there. And in fact, the data has held up well and company earnings have held up well as well. I mean, if we look at the third quarter earnings season, S&P 500, we've had 78 stocks out of the 500 that have reported so far. And 75% have beaten on revenue and 85% have beaten on earnings. So it tells you that corporates are still in a pretty healthy position and they are beating expectations that were actually raised through the quarter. So I think that is really what is sustaining markets right now, particularly the US market.
Markets are being held up by the fact that companies continue to do well, and whether or not that will continue will only time will tell. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Chantal for those insights and for the time. Always lovely having you on the show. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.